as we continue our walk, our Christian walk, our walk through life, a life where we grow spiritually stronger, our communications with God should improve. It should change. It should become more frequent. It should be more mature, as Paul talks about being children versus being mature Christians. But I know in my own life, sometimes the prayer life is what really suffers, what I struggle with. It's interesting when you're around kids, and I'm sure most of you have been around kids at some point in your life. Sometimes it's your own kids, sometimes it's grandkids, sometimes it's kids in class. But it's interesting that when you pray and you have kids pray, the things that they ask for, the things that they're concerned about. I know one of the things that comes up frequently when we pray every week is a desire to have the school week go quickly. I've counseled as best as I could, because when you wish for some sort of some segment of time to go quickly, what you're really doing is you're having your life go away quickly. But it doesn't seem to alter that they still pray that the school week will go quickly. But it is indicative of how we are in our own prayers. And many times in my own life, I get caught up in me. I get caught up in what I want, or the things that I think that I want, or the things that I should have, or in maybe in an adult fashion, I pray for something, my school week, to go quickly. And really, that's not what a mature Christian would pray for. And I think that tonight we're going to have a few readings from the book of Psalms. And the thing about the book of Psalms is that, David was a man that God said was after his own heart. And if someone is called by God, or is told to us that this man is after his own heart, that indicates to me that man has a pretty good prayer life, because that man is communicating with God. And we'll see then in some of the Psalms we're going to read tonight. We're only going to read, there's three that we picked out, but we're going to do some reading in that. And I want you to, as they read, open your own Bibles and listen to the words that David speaks. And let's see what it is that he is wanting, what he is praying for. And let's see if he's asking that his school week goes quickly.
I'll be reading from Psalms 86, 1 through 10. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God, Savior, servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for I to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, no deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
I'm reading from Psalms 86, 11 through 17. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an unveiled heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, for great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, men without regard for me, you. But you, O Lord, are the compassionate and gracious God, God slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, truth to me, and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your mercy. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me to comforted me.
The Lord wait a second. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and the hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care.
I will be reading from Psalms 73, verses 1 to 14. Surely God is good to Israel, those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogant, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I've been punished every morning.
Psalms 73 through 14. If I had said, I will speak, thus I will have betrayed your children, I will have, if was oppressive to me. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground, you cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies.
I will be reading Psalms chapter 73, verses 21 through 28. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds.
So what was the psalmist after here? I mean, there's a wide variety of psalms, and there's all different kinds. But of the ones we read tonight, the writer was not after a quick school week. David starts out in Psalms 86, he talks about he's praising God. He's talking about how awesome God is. He talks about how God listens. And he begs God for his mercy and his graciousness. Too often in our arrogance, we don't feel like we need grace. Too often in our own self-interest, we don't feel that we need to tap into mercy. It's only in times of trouble. It's only in times of struggle. It's only in times when we don't know the answer. We can't find the path that we need God's grace and God's mercy. And then in the last one that was read, what did the psalmist talk about there? He talks about how sometimes it's hard to watch as people that we think are not righteous people do well. It's hard to sit by and watch as they prosper and we struggle. It's not so much that we don't want them to prosper. It's a fairness issue, you see. Things should be fair. But David talks here in this Psalm 75 about how, in the end, it will be fair. He understands when he went into God's presence that God will make all known, and that he realizes in the end that the righteous walk is the best walk. It's not only a good time, a good path to walk when times are good, but it's also the path to walk when times are tough. Because he points out in the end, we will discover what the truth is. The truth will become clear, and God's mercy and graciousness will be provided to us, to those of us that have walked in his ways. You may have also noticed that there's, if you've been around the youth groups very much, that there's a couple of songs that have come out of a couple of these psalms, and they've been used for youth group singing. And it is such that sometimes I find it's easier to have a prayer when a prayer isn't a song, because sometimes we associate prayer with closing our eyes and being still or being quiet. And I find that it's hard to drive a car with my eyes closed. But I can, every kid can show you that you can sing and make noises like that when you're driving a car. And so can I. I think that it's imperative, it's important that we talk to God and we improve our prayer life every day, because that is what, as the psalmist points out, is what gets us through this life. Because there are times when it won't be fair. There are times when it appears that the bad guy is winning, is prevailing. But in the end, we know that truth and righteousness will prevail. And we need to call upon God and his mercy and his graciousness that he offers to us. If we can pray for you tonight. If we can offer any assistance in your Christian walk, we ask that you would come forward as Johnny leads us in the song. Would you stand as we sing?